And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, May the 7th, 2015. It's the birthday of Johannes Brahms, the composer, Hamburg, 1833, whose lullaby, Guten Abend, Gute Nacht, is one of the most recognizable melodies in the Western world. It was on this day in 1932, William Faulkner reported to work as a screenwriter for Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. Came out to Hollywood from Oxford, Mississippi. He was out of money. He was overdrawn at the bank. He'd finished his novel Light in August and sent it off to his agent. His publisher owed him $4,000 in royalties. He didn't want to go to Hollywood. He wanted his agent to try to sell Light in August to a magazine for serial publication, but Faulkner laid down the condition that they would not change a single word, and the agent didn't find any magazines who were interested in that, so Faulkner had to go and work for the movies. He got a contract with MGM for $500 a week. They sent him an advance and a train ticket, and on this day, 1932, he arrived in Culver City, California. He was drunk. He had a cut on his head. He left the studio, disappeared for 9 days, wandered around, came back, and went to work. And before long, the director, Howard Hawks, asked to work with Faulkner. They liked each other. They both loved hunting and drinking and flying. And Faulkner worked on some of his best screenplays for Hawks's movies, including To Have and Have Not and The Big Sleep. He worked on more than 50 films over the course of his time in Hollywood, only got screenwriting credits for 6 of them. It's the birthday of Tchaikovsky, Peter Tchaikovsky, born in Votkinsk, Russia, 1840. Tchaikovsky, who said, "I sit down to work each morning at 9 a.m., and the muse has learned to be on time." And it's the birthday of the poet and playwright Robert Browning, born Camberwell, England, 1812, who was overshadowed for many years by his wife, Elizabeth Barrett Browning. She was very popular, very successful. She was a serious contender for the post of poet laureate in 1860, although that ultimately went to Tennyson. Browning came back to London after his wife's death, 1861. He wrote several plays, none of them successful, but it taught him how to use the dramatic monologue in his poetry, and particularly in his poem Child Roland to the Dark Tower Came, which inspired many writers, including Stephen King. It inspired King's long-lived Dark Tower series, which Stephen King believed was his greatest work. Here's a poem for today by Thomas Hardy, A Thunderstorm in Town. She wore a new terracotta dress, and we stayed because of the pelting storm within the carriage's dry recess. Though the horse had stopped, yea, motionless, we sat on, snug and warm. Then the downpour ceased to my sharp, sad pain, and the glass that had screened our forms before flew up, and out she sprang to her door. I should have kissed her if the rain had lasted a minute more. A Thunderstorm in Town by Thomas Hardy, from The Complete Poems of Thomas Hardy, published by St. Martin's Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.